Join us here at Last Adam Tabernacle as we bring Christ to the nations.
Today, we are going to talk about wisdom. We have never talked about wisdom, haven't we? Maybe I'm not even qualified to talk about it. But we're not going to talk about just wisdom, the stuff which everyone talks about. Amen? We are going to talk about the highest wisdom. Amen. Glory be to God. Amen. Now, most of you are now thinking, man, now today is going to go deep, it's going to be deep. Hallelujah. It's a, there are three kinds of wisdom. You know them? I was thinking about her. You should know them. The Greek, there's Sophia. What? You guys don't know them. The three kinds of wisdom. Sophia is a phonesis, also wisdom, or it is phonesis. Hallelujah. But that's not the stuff I'm going to ask. All those things, Sophia, whatever, they are all shallow, what? Shallow wisdom. Amen? Irrespective of who, what? preaches them, they are still shallow. Amen? Glory be to God. Now, the highest wisdom, it is very simple. Amen? how many... If you have read the final quest, please put up your hand. If you've read the final quest, put up your hand well. Glory be to God. Brent is, you're excused there, with the damn, but yeah, for you, you are. Put up your hand again if you've read the final quest. Sam, you've never read the final quest. You see, I wrote a word for the week, And I say that we are less than 100 what? Members, Less. Now, we are in Rachel's records, The list is more than 100. But for me, I know the real members, That's why there was that word, real members, Real, The real members are less than 100. Glory be now. I wonder if Sam is among those 100. Sam was there when the church began in Bugolovi. We've sung the final quest and he has never read it. Now, if you've read the final quest, put up your hand. You've never read the book. And she's laughing. These are people who shouldn't stand in front there to lead the service. Because they are not, Anyway, in that book, there was a person called Wisdom. Wisdom told Rick Joyner, in that experience in heaven, Wisdom told Rick Joyner that you all know Psalm 111, verse 10. It says, "The fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom." You know that the fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom. But Rick Joyner was told in heaven that the fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom, but the highest wisdom is what? Is what? It is in the final, but the highest wisdom is to love Him. Glory be to God. The highest wisdom is to love God. Glory be to God. Now, some of you have switched off. You're like, we thought there was something deep coming. But there is nothing deeper than love. Because God is love. Glory be to God. This is essentially why many people are walking around with mysteries, but their lives are a wreck. No progress in their lives. Because this thing called love, they have thought it is not what? It's not deep. It's not deep. But the highest wisdom. Okay, let's say the highest mystery. is what? To love him. To love God. Glory be to God. The highest. Can you imagine the highest? Amen? Is to love the Father. Glory be to God. Amen? Jesus said, Mark what? There's a scribe that came to Jesus and he asked him, that which is the first commandment of all? Jesus answered him, the first of all the commandments is, hear, O Israel, the Lord our God, the Lord is one, and you shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, and with all your mind, and with all your strength. Then he said that this is the first commandment. Loving God with all your heart, with all your soul, with all your mind. With all your what? Strength. Amen? Go on. And the second like it is this, you shall love your neighbor as yourself. There is no other commandment greater than this. So the scribe said to him, well say, teacher, you have spoken the truth. For there is one God, and there is no other but he. Amen? There is what? One God. So Muslims are right. Amen? Katonda di what? Yeah, they are right. In case you thought they were not right. They are right. There's one God. But that God is not Allah. Allah is not a God. Allah is a demon. Amen? Hallelujah. And they say that you have spoken the truth, for there is one God and there is no other but he. And to love him with all the heart, with all this understanding, with all the soul, and with all the strength. And to love one's neighbor as oneself is more than the whole burnt offerings and sacrifices. Go on, Joseph. There's something Jesus said thereafter. Verse 34. You guys should be having Bibles. Hallelujah. This thing, by the way, should stop. This projecting, it should stop. Because it's producing a generation of people who don't read Bibles. Because they're not used to opening them. Hallelujah. Then he said that now when Jesus saw that he answered wisely. He answered what? Wisely. You know what he answered? He said that, teacher, you're right. To love God and one's neighbor, it is, and Jesus said he has answered wisely. So when someone perceived, when they go to acknowledge that loving God, basically love is the most important thing, Jesus said they were wise. You understand? They were wise. He said that the God answered wisely. So the highest wisdom is to love God. The highest wisdom is not Sophia. I had a friend in high school from Gaza. She was called Sophie. So the highest wisdom is not what? it is not Sophie. It is what? It is love. Glory be to God. Loving the Father. Amen? 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 Glory be to God. Unlike Pesh told us last week. Amen? Loving God, and it is in the Bible, Jesus said it, that loving God is obeying him. If you don't obey God, you don't love him. Stop pretending. You understand? You don't. Glory be to God. Amen? You can only deceive those who are what? That is the thing. You don't obey God, you don't love him. Full stop. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And of course, to obey him, you must hear the word. His word, his command. Hallelujah. But anyway, the highest wisdom is to love God. Hallelujah. Now, most of you think, I don't love. You think I don't love people. But let me tell you, But you can agree, you can disagree. One of the reasons why I do some of the things that I do, which even look bad, you're like, this guy, you even wonder why God made him a pastor. To be honest, it is the love of God. Amen. When I get to know the will of God about something, you know, man, my whole being, the whole idea of going contrary to what I know, it's like, you know, one time, who was it? Elvis was telling me that, but Moses, you have to begin working in love. You know, because for me, he knew me. The moment I know the will of God about something, you will never see me pretending to be smiling at it. I can't. It's just that whole thing that I'm a hypocrite. I'm lying to myself. You know, I just can't. You see? So now, Elvis, he knew me. He said, when I did thing, I know it's not good. I can't smile it. I can't. You know? Then I got comfort years ago when I read Kenneth Hagin. Did I hear? No, I heard him. No, I heard a story. When he died, there was a funeral service that was held. And then, so they made a DVD out of it. A very wonderful thing. Now, Hagin had died, but guys were laughing. People were giving speech, just laugh. It was awesome, man. You guys should have funerals like that. Not funerals where everyone wants to be seen that they also cried. You know, man, it's nonsense. Anyway, for me, I think I'm from another place. But anyway, so one of the guys said that one time, there was a guy who used to waste Kenneth Hagin's time. You guys would come and they just wasting your time, say, man, what, blah, blah, blah. You know, so anyway, one time, Hagin is seated somewhere, then he sees this guy who wastes his time coming. Now, if there's anyone who loves people, it was Kenneth Hagin. Amen? He wrote a book actually called Love the What? Love the What? Love the What? You guys, you know, you're reading stupid books. Love the Victory. The Way to Victory or the Victory? Please get that book. Hallelujah. So anyway, he saw this guy come. This guy, and Hagin knew the Chigai has come to waste my time again. So as the Chigai was coming close, Hagin just got up and walked away. Now I was like, yeah. Now I've gotten comfort that some of the things I do, I'm not alone and out of life. If someone is wasting your time, continually, you understand? I mean, you have to reach a time and say, no, this has to end. Especially when I'm meditating about the Lord, man. Now, the guy has been sent by the devil to stop me meditating upon the Lord. So should I give the devil an opportunity to what? To stop my what? Really, Some of these things you guys think that they are bad, You know, if they're actually good, he acclaims them. Amen? So anyway, I was telling you, for me, the moment I know that something is not of God, I can't pretend. I just can't pretend. Is Maureen here? Maureen, now, she knows. Many years ago, whether you guys think that I've just become bad, you should ask my family. Now, many years ago, we had a very close relative, was getting married. Close, very close, you know. Now, the whole family, all our close, most of those who have sense in their heads, they all knew that this thing was wrong. They all knew. Any of those, again, who are honest with the truth, they all knew. But they were all just smiling. Wow, I was like, man, if I told one of the people, any sample that I can't be part of, I just can't. It's against, Just, I know the will of God, and all of you guys know, but you're all just stupid, you know. Of course, I didn't say that. Eh? But in my heart, eh? You know, eh? And so I wasn't part of it, you know, eh? Now, most of you think now what would happen to you now? I say, who cares? Eh? The Lord is my shield, eh? And my great reward. Amen. And I live, but when I got born again, eh? This is what I was telling you guys sometimes. When I got born again, immediately I became serious with God. I just don't know how not to be serious with God. I just don't know. So anyway, as the introduction was taking place, do you know where I was? I was in Chenjojo working. Actually, it was a Saturday, so I wasn't working. I was with Dr. Richard in Fort Portal. You are not chilling. Chilling, something important was happening at home, a close relative. But for me, I was like, I just can't be, you know. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. Then at the wedding, someone got up to give a speech, and what they said vindicated me. Essentially, what the guy was talking, I don't know where he was being inspired by the Holy Ghost. You know, and man, you could see this relative at the high table, you could see the man, you know, they're like, why did we give this guy an opportunity to talk? Like, the person spoiled the whole function. You know, Hallelujah. Amen. So, it was, you know, I was vindicated. So, anyway, the whole thing, when I know the will of God, you know, the Bible says that the fear of man causes a snare. You know that scripture? Proverbs 29, I think 25. The fear of man causes a snare. When you fear people, you don't want to do the will of God because you fear people. Man, you are a slave, you're captive. And not a slave of God, a slave of the devil. You answer, no, I don't want to be. What? Yeah. The fear of man. Look, I am 40. I look 26. You understand? I'm 40. Now, 40, I am an adult. You understand? So, no one can just play around with me to do things against God. 40. I have to keep. I have a wife. Where's my wife? She's there. I have a wife. I have children. There was this guy, Odongoto. You remember when he had issues in parliament? Either Kadaga or someone, called him a kid. There was any survey years ago. The following day, the guy came with his wife and kids to parliament. Do you guys remember that? To parliament. How would you call me a kid? I have a wife, I have kids. Seriously, no. Now here, I am 40. I have a wife. I have two kids. But most importantly, I have a great CV in heaven. So human beings, they just, man, I love God. And there's this thing, man, eternity is coming. Now, I understand why I failed to come up with a sermon today. I sent Joseph scriptures when I got here, then I kept sending him more. You understand? You know, there's something called teaching and preaching. Amen? So for me, I teach. I know how to teach. I don't like some guy who thinks he's a teacher. But I think today God just wants people to be happy. Amen. Hallelujah. Preaching makes people happy, you know. Glory be to God. But we're talking about what? Not wisdom. The highest wisdom. You see, you're making me to be shallow like other what? Preachers. For me, I'm deep. So I'm not talking about wisdom. I'm talking about the highest wisdom is to love God. I'm deep. Glory be to God. Very deep. Contrary to what many of you think. Is to love what? When this guy answered and said, yes, teacher, rabbi. Yeah, what you said is right. To love God. You know, Jesus said he has answered wisely. Glory be to God. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Not he knows about the story I think I shared. Hallelujah. Who that way many years ago, and she's close to there, you know. Who's Nati? Well, you should be wise. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. I'm thinking of the next scripture. Because some of you want scriptures. So you're messing me up. Glory be to God. They have, you know, man, you know, God loved us. The Bible says in John 3:16 that for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son. That's what he gave, or that phrase he gave, it is essentially he killed his son. God did what? God did what? He killed. And for some of you who don't know, God was the first person who ever killed. Do you know that? He was the first murderer. He killed. You know that? Yeah, he killed an animal. When Adam sinned, you know, God came with a skin of an animal to cover. Where did he get that skin from? He killed. He killed. The first killer was not what? Cain. Cain killed. It wasn't. It was God. Hallelujah. Love killed. Because he loved Adam. You understand? So he killed. Love killed. Hallelujah. Anyway, God so loved the world that he killed his son. Amen? John 3:16. Amen? I mean, don't make God more good. Don't make him more good than he is. He's good. You can't add on to his goodness. You can't. Hallelujah. So he killed, but because of love. Hallelujah. Now, the Bible says in 1 John 4:19, I guess, he says that we love because he first loved us. Amen? When he loved us and he gave his son, killed his son, you understand? Our response, the automatic response, if you really are working with him, is to love him. You understand? It is to love him. You know, him who died for you. The Bible says in 2 Corinthians 5:15 that henceforth, you know, we should no longer live for ourselves, but for him who died for us. Amen? The Bible says, and he died for all, that those who live should no longer live for themselves, but for him who died for them and rose again. Amen? That word themselves, okay. In the Greek, I guess it is that. Amen? But you can expound the meaning and say that we should no longer live for ourselves. You know, ourselves means you. Amen? It means your cousin. God has never told you to live for your cousin. Glory be to God. First and foremost is to live for him. If you want to live for your cousin, it should be in context of living for Jesus. You understand? If living for your cousin contradicts, by the way, you guys, you should respect these two chaps. When you hear their stories, one of them is, this guy is man. Anyway, you know, the things they have gone through to obey God, the call of God upon their lives. You know, family, you know. In fact, I think it was Paul who had a dream when actually even his blood was being changed. You know, one of the greatest things that will mess you up is this thing called family. I'm telling you, and most women don't want to hear these things for good reasons. Because women are generally relational beings. You know, and that's good. You know what I mean? But the truth of the matter is, this thing will mess you up and you reach in heaven and you realize that your idol was some, you know, you lived for somebody. Someone with a control spirit. Couldn't do nothing. You have to first consult your father. Can you imagine? You're 23. 23, most people, well, not most people, but some people have finished university. 23, a graduate, you finish university. But you still, you can't do nothing until your father, what? 20, you, a university student. University student. Believe these things are serious. Most of you think 23-year-olds are young. They are not young. They're not what? If I had done a 3-year course, I think by 23 I would have been out of university. Look at me, a graduate. You have gone to university, you've cracked books, like they say. You have a degree. You have an understanding of a certain area in life, that which you studied. Are you a kid? Are you a kid? You guys learn to the 23. No, most, well, not most of you. A good number of you are way beyond 23. But you're still being what? Governed by some cow woman in the village. I'm telling you, you know these things are true. You know. Some, you know, there is no God factor in your life, man. But you're born again and going to heaven. You live to please your mother. You live to please your cousin. You understand? But you know, you guys, these things are very sad. Very sad. Very sad. If you put it in context of this, you know, of God, the creator, is the one you're supposed to do everything for. Maybe I'm very radical, I'm bad, what? But the whole idea, anyway, I don't know. I think I'm weird. Like Elvis, you remember? One time he came here and he said that, man, you have a weird pastor. Glory be to God. And I'm weird. I can't deny that. I'm weird. You know, My wife, she can tell you, I'm weird. But what, you know, weird, is this God, you know, That's why I can afford to, what's the word? To unleash, or you know, that slang, to unleash on someone like Newman, when he's messing up the, what? The, well, I don't care whether he remains in church, but go, But man, God, God has to get the best. I'm telling you. There is absolutely no one who can rule my life. No one. I live to please the Father. And you should too. Glory be to God. Amen? Bridget, there's a friend of mine. You know, she was one time advising me to be nice. Glory be to God. But you know, if everyone is nice, there has to be someone who brings a balance. Otherwise, people will go to hell. Some nice person will lead them to hell. You know, being nice, you know. Like this tea guy, the Pope. It's a nice guy just going around, you know, giving high fives. You know, Kumbe. Kumbe, the tea guy is leading guys to hell. When are this tea guy, what's his name? Okay, Protege, when you won the Commonwealth, whatever, that time, so they were interviewing him, asking him what. Then he spoke some English. Then he said that, what Kumbe? I this guy was like, what is Kumbe now? What word? What word is that? We had a teacher in SMAC, used to teach us commerce. By the way, to this day, I don't know how I became a doctor. To be honest, God knew me from the first. You know, he loved me. And you know, commerce was difficult. Commerce. This whole thing of the types of banks. Types of banks. And those, you know, types of accounts. Savings account. Man. Those, I just couldn't understand what current account, man. Anyway, but what this cigar was called Bugeza. You remember him? Bugeza, some cigar he used to eat. You would talk, then you say Kumbe, what, you know. So guys nicknamed him Kumbe. Hallelujah. Amen. Please don't forget, we are talking about what? We're talking about what? The highest wisdom is to love God. Hallelujah. In fact, in that same experience, in that same time, you know, Rick Joyner will say, was told that, it is only love that can keep someone faithful. Only love. You know, where is it? You know, So he says wisdom, then he says, wisdom is telling Joyner that I'm the primary gift that has been given to you for your work. You know? Then he told him that I will show you the way and I'll keep you on it, but only love will keep you faithful. Only love will keep you faithful. Now, the Bible says of Moses that he was faithful in all God's house. You understand? And I want to attain to that. You know, when God looks at me, Pastor Moses, he wants to say, Moses, Pastor, is faithful in all my house, like his namesake. But now this one is telling you that it is only love that will keep you faithful. Then you just test them by what? Making things a little hard, you know. Then, shoo. But a few days ago, they were blowing for you, blah, 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 The whole reason why they stopped, you know, it's because they really didn't love. It was just lip service. They really didn't love. Only love will keep you what? Faithful. Faithful to the master, faithful to God. So what we need to do, we need to pursue this thing called the love of God, the love for God. Hallelujah. We need to pursue. That is the most important thing. Loving God. Loving God. Please never forget that. These prosperity things, what? Prophetic words, all those things are great. But the greatest is love. Hallelujah. The greatest is what? Is love. You know these things. But now, live like you know them. Glory be to God. You know, you have to use wisdom. You just don't use energy. Just because you can do something. They mean that what? You have to what? Use wisdom. If you had applied the highest wisdom on this kid, you wouldn't have been embarrassed. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. You know, every time I feel like my love for God is either, like I'm stuck, like I'm not improving, I don't feel that kasigiri for God. Kasigiri. You know what I mean? You know, when I don't feel it, my God, I pray like God, man. Something is wrong. Help me. I want to love you. Help me. I don't, feel, even I tell him I don't feel, I pray, but when I'm like, God, let this hunger, I want a hunger for you, I want a thirst for you, So on Tuesday, I was at Zoe, and at one point, I put down my head and like, God, help me, I don't, feel the love, I want to pursue you more and more, Amen? So now, Wednesday, I go back home, then in the night, I had a dream, There is a guy, an Indian, he lived many years ago, like early 1900s. The guy walked so close with God. The guy loved the Father. Even Womack, he talks about him. One time even God's like an opportunity to go to the States. When he gets there, I don't know whether it was on a ship, but he gets off the ship or the train, and then he started, I think it was New York or something. Then he just looked at the crowd, you know, the people in the States. Eh? Then the guy just got back on the train or ship, just got back, shoo, and went back to India. He said, I cannot deal with such people. Kids don't have time for God. Busy, just so guys say, I can't handle this. But he had gone to bless them, but said, I can't. The guy went back to India. But then the guy walked so close with the Lord. Eh? In fact, he disappeared one time, and people thought he had been translated. Because no one knew where he was. Eh? No one ever saw his body. You know, eh? So most people thought that he had been what? Translated. Then a few years ago, I landed on a writing of someone who had gone to heaven, eh? And he met him there in heaven. You know, eh? Then he explained to me, hey, you know, how did you get here? Then he told him, well, I wasn't translated, eh? Raptured. Eh? He said that actually, you know, I walked, I was there somewhere praying, you know, then some fools, eh? Hey, some idiots, eh? Man, eh? Got him and messed him up and cut him up in pieces. That's how he died. But then the guy walked so close with the Lord. Eh? Amen? If you promise me that you will read his books, I can tell you who he is. But the problem now, how can I tell Gene about that guy? Gene was never read the final. How? I can't. Eh? She read it. You know, the Bible says, do not throw your pearls to swine, to pigs. Glory be to God. Amen. So now I'm starting these things of, hey, you guys, the final question, I'm stopping it. Because I'm going against the scripture. Jesus said, do not throw your pearls, your treasures to pigs. You know? Because you see that they will what? Mess up the pearls, then after they will come for you. And many of you are soon coming for me. So now I have to stop. Anyway, so this guy who walks so close with the Lord on Wednesday, you know, I'd been praying that God, my hunger for you, my thirst for you, is waning. You know, it is like stark, and I now go higher, you know. Yeah, so on Wednesday, this guy appeared to me in a dream. Glory be to God. He appeared to me in a dream, and he sorted me out. Remember I told you? Hey, you know, to take my love life, my love for God, higher and higher and higher. Glory be to God. So if you think I've been messing you up, I've been bad, now the love for God is being upped. So, you understand? So now you're going to experience real badness. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. The guy appeared to me in a dream, you know, and he did that too. But you see, I was crying out for more. I'm not comfortable with just being, you know, just being a normal Christian. Oh, she's good. Why, you know, that nonsense. She's, no. Hallelujah. For me, I want Kasigili. You understand? Yeah? Hallelujah. Amen. Hmm? Amen. That's why I love these guys. In fact, the best way to get Kasigili for God is to hang around people who are younger. And who have what? The Kasigili. These new old guys are fake, man. I'm telling you, they are fake. they are thinking about buying land in Nigeria. They are fake. Some of you are like, but Moses, you're not preaching in the spirit. I am in the spirit. You just think about Nigeria, just think about their kids, just think about, you know, eh? I know that is good, but you should maintain the fervent, you know, for God. You know, you're doing. That's why I have kids like, what's his name? Womack, you know? Rejoiner, you're pursuing a friendship with the Lord. These guys are old, but there are very few old guys who are what? Serious with God. They just know scriptures. Then they just know about being nice. Eh? Be nice to people, greet people. You know, I mean, there is more than that. You know? Kenneth Hagin, at that age, when he was 80-something, and some chick guy was wasting his time. But because he was, you know, in pursuit, he had a passion for it. He was like, no, you don't waste my time. No. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Amen. The Bible says in Psalm 27, verse 2, I guess. Verse 4, he says, is it verse 4? Hallelujah. Yeah, verse 4 anyway. He says, one thing I have desired of the Lord, that will I seek, that I may dwell in the house of the Lord all the days of my life. Say, one thing. Hallelujah. One thing I have desired. Man, this is so awesome. One thing I have desired of the Lord. Amen. That will I seek, that I may dwell in the house of the Lord. Basically, in the presence of God, all the days of my life, to behold his beauty. If you know that God is beautiful, that his presence is wonderful, you will seek it. This is why you're playing games. You understand? You're just being controlled by a human, doing things you really know they are not of God. It's because you really haven't, beheld or the beauty of the Lord. Glory be to God. Amen. Amen. So a time must come when you test and you see that the Lord is good. Amen. And when that happens, man, you'll be like, I want more of you. Amen. Amen. So you'll make decisions that will seem very bad, but the Lord will applaud you in heaven. Amen. He will be your shield and your great reward. Glory be to God. Amen. One thing I have desired. Oh, the Lord. That what? That I may dwell. Amen? You should seek that thing. To dwell in his presence. Glory be to God. All the days of your life. The presence of God. So precious. The presence. Hallelujah. This is what I desire for this church every year. Tabernacle, we are in it here. The T stands for tabernacle. Tabernacle means a house, a dwelling place. Amen? Amen? Now, this is not supposed to be a dwelling place for fun. You understand? Amen. It's supposed to be the dwelling place of God. Glory be to God. Amen. We should all be great lovers of God. Just imagine a church like that. Right now, we are like 100 or something. Just imagine if like 50 people, man, were great lovers of God. And love means obeying. Just imagine, man, there will be fire in this place, man. Amen. Glory be to God. Amen. Let me tell you, which was the death? Second what? You see, prosperity is messing up. Prosperity can be bad. And she's there with the cup flask. But I'm joking. So don't. And then, 2nd November 2000, I was in medical school. The Lord told me, you'll build me a house that will be of great fame and splendor and magnificence in the house of all nations. Now, he got that thing from the story of Solomon. David was telling the elders that Solomon, my son, is young and inexperienced. Yet the house of the Lord to be built must be of great what? Magnificence and fame and splendor. Amen? Now, Solomon built that house. And he was a wise man. So the wise man built the what? The temple of the Lord. Paul called himself the wise master builder. You remember? The wise master what? Who built. Actually, the first person to build God a house was Moses. The tabernacle of Moses. And the Bible says Moses was wise. Because it says that he laid his hands on Joshua and the spirit of wisdom. So he was a wise man. You can't give what you don't have. So the first person to build a house for the Lord, Moses, was wise. The second person to build the house for the Lord, Solomon, the wisest. You understand? Now, this house, to be of great fame and splendor, you know, must be built by wise people. You know, eh? Glory be to God. Amen? Wise people. And the highest wisdom is what? To love God. So only love can really build something great for the Lord. You understand? That's why I'm in pursuit of loving God. Glory be to God. And with that, this house will surely, that prophecy, that word will come to pass. A house of great magnificence and fame and splendor. No idiot, no fool, they can really build a house for God. It will just be some social club which meets on Sunday morning. Then they take money from people. Offertory. You know, hallelujah. Then they hype them up. Impartation, what? Then you lose your money. Some ridiculous guy, what? You know, a house of the Lord can only be built by what? Wisdom. And the highest wisdom is to love God. Glory be to God. But don't misunderstand. I believe in impartation. You understand? But some of those people claiming to be imparting something, they have nothing to impart. Nothing. Nothing. Only the understanding. Glory be to God. Amen? One thing I have desired of the Lord, that will I seek, that I may dwell in his presence all the days of my life. Amen? Psalm 84 verse 10, what does it say? See, you guys, you just know your prophecies. But you know, these days, you guys don't know scriptures. Yes, prophet, blah, blah, blah. Amen? It says, for a day in your courts is better than a thousand. A day in the presence of the Lord is better than a thousand. Glory be to God. A day in the presence of the Lord. If you believe this scripture, then you should do one thing. You should desire one thing. Amen? To dwell in the presence of the Lord all the days of your life. Glory be to God. Please, you know this is the most important thing. And when you do this, you're exhibiting the highest wisdom, which is to love him. And when you love him, you'll be faithful to him. In the midst of contradictions, tribulations. Amen? Amen? Loving the Father. You know, and the Bible says, 1 Corinthians 2:9, you know, eye has not seen, ear has not heard, no mind conceived, perceived, the things that what? You guys, I'm scared. These are scriptures you should know. Hallelujah. Amen. 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 Live for him who died for you. Live for who? For him who died. Live for Jesus. Amen? Amen. You know, and the Bible says that no good thing will he withhold. I think the verse after, Psalm 84 verse 11, says no good thing will he withhold, from them that walk upright. Basically, those who love him, no good thing will he withhold from them. Yet the greatest thing he will give them will be his presence. That is greater than all these prosperity stuff, Some of this prosperity thing, when you really look at it, real well, it's just not worth the pursuit. I think that just look at a car, for example. Really, should you live for a car? A car, some guy gets metal, rubber, electricity, those things, Now, imagine you're there, a material thing has consumed your life. Houses, But I think sometimes it's not good to overanalyze these things. It's not good. Because there was years ago, I just sat down and I thought about a house. Now you think about this building, really. You know, Guys went to the lake, the shore, got sand. Got some clay, burnt it, you know, made bricks. And when you think about this, you're like, this thing, man, it's fake. This is not worth, you know, giving your life to. Now, build houses. But what I'm saying is, man, they are fake. But God wants you to have houses, good houses. God wants you to have good cars. Amen? Amen. Not what?
Ipsum.
This man hates Ipsums. But I was saying that Ipsums are good cars. You get an Ipsum, well maintained, on a good road. Man, does he? But the man, I think what messed him up was some guy who was asked. He knew some guy who, they asked him about his dream car. And the guy said, man, an Ipsum. From that day, for this, can you imagine someone's dream car is an Ipsum? Hallelujah. There's a verse which most of you haven't read for years. In fact, I looked at that verse yesterday and I was like, these are the verses I knew when I just gotten born again. You know, 1 John chapter 2, verse 15, from verse 15. It says that love, he says that do not love the world, all the things in the world. Then he says, for if anyone loves the world, the love of the Father is not in him. Man, these are the scriptures I knew when I just got born again. You know, but now you don't hear them anywhere. Yeah, and to us we get a call. But these things are sad. Right now we are promising a lot of things, but you know, these scriptures, very precious scriptures, says, do not love the world or the things in the world. If anyone loves the world, the love of the Father is not in him. Amen? Then it says, for all that is in the world, the lust of the flesh, basically the desire of the flesh, the lust of the eyes, and the pride of life is not of the Father, but it is of the world. You understand the pride of life, where you went to school, which organization you work for, your academic rubbish, your family name. Some of these family, but I was talking to someone that this, what people call good families, you start looking at it from God's perspective, the thing is fake. You know, in fact, I'm convinced that, you know, when you really use God, whatever, and then you start to gauge what? Good family, very few qualify. There's a guy I met yesterday, some guy who likes me. He's a Catholic, but born again. You know? I meet him somewhere. Yeah. There are some Catholics who are born again. A few. They are saved, but they are in a wrong system. So anyway, I meet this guy. Then we talk, bam, you know, he likes me. Sometime ago, I began to tell him about giving. Now every time the guy sees me, man, I'm so happy to see you. Tell me more about giving. Can you imagine now that's a good-hearted guy? Most people don't want to hear about giving. You know, but like a guy likes me, man. So anyway, on Friday, I guess it was, he asked me that now, who are the people you consider successful in this country? Basically, he wanted to know which people like inspire me, motivate me. I told him, to be honest, I last thought about that successful list many years ago. I haven't thought about it for many years. Then I told him why. I told him because at a certain point, I realized that most of this success stuff, it is crap, it is nonsense. Nonsense. You know, for example, let me tell you what people call successful. Some guy steals money. Obviously, he doesn't tell his family and wife, you know. He steals money. gets his kids, takes them to smack. To smack. Because it's a best school, you know. Hallelujah. He takes them to smack. Then the boys to smack, the kids to, the girls to whichever school, Giza. Glory be to God. Amen. Then he builds a house or houses somewhere. You remember, he's stealing money. Then the Kasmak guy finishes, sends him to the UK, university degree, you understand? The Kabeb finishes, goes about where? Then he has some car, an X8. Now, do you know that most Ugandans, now when you hear the CV, the guy went to smack, man, his kids, the firstborn, the guy went to smack, then he went to the UK for his degree, you know, Then in fact, he remained there later, and you know, he continued his masters, in the UK, you know, Then the guy went to Giza, then, you know, Then the guy has houses in Nigeria, where Mukumienga. Now, most Ugandans, that's what they consider a good family. Good family, It's a good family. But now, you are a Christian, you should know better. That's not a good family. Honestly, Jira, is that a good family?
Yeah.
You know, So you see, So I told this guy that, in fact, when I thought about my list, when the guy asked me my list of successful people, in fact, if I told him my number one, then I called the guy that, come and see this guy I'm with. The moment this guy would appear, I would say, because my list of successful guys, in fact, you know, they really have nothing. What you guys think? We know successful people. They really have nothing. But I know these guys that they have never stolen a dime. Amen? In fact, they drive, a Toyota. To me, I know these guys. By the way, one thing about me, I'm starting to get scared with myself. Some of the opinions these days I hold, I'm like, I think I'm growing old. It's like, I think I'm growing old. Honestly, I think I'm growing old. Because now, really, for me now, unless I know a guy real well, you can't get on my successful list. You can't. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. The love of the Father. That's what we're talking about. The highest wisdom. The fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom. But the highest wisdom is to love Him. Glory be to God. Now I want us, as a church, let us go for the highest wisdom. You understand? Let us press on to love the Father. And let me tell you, I warn you, and most of you have already known, it's not easy. Because this fallen world is in contrary to things of God. Like Elvis has told you before, this fallen world was not designed to smile at you. Amen? The fallen world and all those who are cooperating with it. So I warn you, it's going to be tough. Amen? It's tough loving God. Jesus said that all those who desire to live, righteous in Christ, they will be persecuted. So if you are not ready for fire, please just be nice. Hallelujah. But we are going for the ultimate. I am going for the ultimate, man. Glory be to God. There is absolutely no reason why. In fact, it is very sad that the only person God spoke of as his friend, Abraham. Moses just says, they used to speak face to face as a man speaks with his friend. But for Abraham, three times in scripture, say, Abraham, my friend. Abraham, the friend of God. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Enoch walked with God and was. You can walk with God. That means you can love Him with all your heart, with all your strength, with all your mind, with everything that is inside you. Glory be to God. I want to be the greatest love of God. Hallelujah. Many have gone ahead of me, guys like Paul, like George, but I'm overtaking everybody. I'm telling you. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. If you see Elvis on Tuesday, tell him that Moses is going to be the greatest love of God. Tell him, give him a prophecy. Not many people are bold to give Elvis a prophecy, but give him one. Tell him, thus says the Lord, you will never be known as the greatest love of God. Hallelujah.
Last Adam Tabernacle, Christ for the nations.